This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Switz with you. Some years ago, I remember my wife and I had a special task to do in ministry. That was to clean out a person's house. And this dear couple, who we love very much, they were getting on in years and we thought a lot of them, but they hadn't decluttered. They had wedding presents, gifts, packages that they'd never opened in their home, and all just piled up to such an extent that we didn't have room to move around much. It was time for action. And there we were, both of us doing our job as best we could. And it was the first time for me, actually, that I'd seen what real clutter can do. Now, the house was not a large house, so room was vital. Someone had to sort of cut through the clutter. And I think that there are many others we call hoarders, just can't get rid of all that stuff. Now, I don't profess to understand a lot of this, although I must say I do hoard stuff myself a bit, but I know how much clutter can fill your home. And I guess if you're a tidy person, which I'm not, but if you are a tidy person, you probably don't like this business. You want some room and you have a better chance of decluttering. What about all those unwanted Christmas gifts on top of your cupboard or the clothes that don't fit that could be donated to a worthy cause? Well, today there are professionals who are waiting to help you declutter your home. They'll charge you, of course. The companies will come to your home, show you how to remove the clutter and organise the space more efficiently for you. And you can read lots of articles about this. It just means that you've got to have a plan and start somewhere. But it's not just your house that might need attention. What about decluttering our lives, our body, mind and soul? Each of us do cling to unhelpful things and attitudes, and they accumulate. We don't often pay attention to this. We might hold on to painful or negative feelings, and there are times when we get burnt out and everything seems to overwhelm us, and there's that sense of being, I'm just so disorganized. You know, I forget about things. I can't keep up with day to day. And one way to deal with this is to take some time to declutter things in your life that are not working out. And I want to talk about this again tomorrow. Do you sometimes feel like you're suffocating? There's too much happening around you. Have you thought of the negative influences, for example, that affect your quality of life? And what about, most importantly, your relationship with God? Have you got any room for Him? I think the word we need there is freedom. The freedom to step back and to catch our breath, to refocus, reorganize, and get control. It's something that we all need to do sometimes. It makes life easier, makes it more manageable to have an inner spring clean. And in that process, we can enjoy the presence of God, because lives burdened with clutter are often not free. We just can't respond to what God is saying to us. Maybe God is trying to say something to you. He can't get through, perhaps through the Bible or good friends that you've got who want to help you. And we can become preoccupied or burdened. I like the quote by Hans Hoffman. And he said, the ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so that the necessary may speak. We embrace too much in our busy lives that are not necessary. And in that process, we crowd out faith in God. We won't go to church. We're too busy. We want to keep Sundays a day for family, and nothing wrong with that. But we don't go to church. We don't get involved with a Christian small group, for example, to share and to make good quality friendships, because we're just too busy. So we do speak of renovating a house, but why don't we talk of this personal inner renovation? As I said, it's time to declutter, have a new perspective about your life, what's going on around you. I like what Jesus said in Luke 12:15, where Jesus said, watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed, because your true life is not made up of the things that you own, no matter how rich you may be. An older translation from that verse, Luke 12:15, says, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Well, dear Lord, we know that it's a difficult thing to declutter, but we need stability, we need room to move. And Lord, I know that when we live under your shadow, we can find this room, we find security. Thank you, Lord, that we've got so much to learn. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.